Some time back, I was driving toward Queen Anne on First Avenue North. I was in the very left lane of the one-way street, the lane that is the closest to Queen Anne Post Office. As I passed the Key Arena and was just about to enter the intersection of First Avenue North and Harrison, an SUV in the lane to my right made a left turn in front of me. With both feet, I hit the brake pedal while the heel of my palm pressed the center of my steering wheel, my horn blaring. I went into a skid. Smoke was rising up around the fenders from the tires. And suddenly, I realized the importance of high school physics for the first time. I realized that there was going to be an unavoidable crash. I'm in full skid, the tires are squealing, my horn is blaring, and the person in the SUV suddenly looks back at me and sees that I'm about to scrunch the driver's side door. But then, miracle of miracles, my car stops less than 6 inches from her door. It is amazing to both of us. She rolls down her window and says sheepishly, "My bad, my bad," and then goes right on and finishes her left-hand turn from the middle lane. My bad? Seriously, really, my bad? Some of you may not be familiar with that expression. It is an expression that has become popular over the last decade. It is a way of saying my fault, my problem, I did this, but hardly does it seem to cover it to simply roll down your window at a point like this when I am like 3 inches from your door and simply say, my bad, my bad. I thought about it, and the more I thought about it, I thought about how we live in an age when we no longer can say to one another, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Instead, we simply shrug our shoulders and simply say, my bad. That's what the former Disney star, Miley Cyrus, said when, after her raunchy performance last summer at the MTV Video Music, when Justin Bieber was arrested for drunk driving last month in Miami, he said, my bad, my bad, my bad. I offer these examples as to why we need today, tonight, Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday, with its focus on confession and ashes. Confession, to be honest with ourselves and with each other and with God. We just didn't screw up here. We have been blind to human need and suffering. We have been indifferent to injustice and cruelty. We are the authors of false judgments and uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and a prejudice and contempt for those who differ from us. But more than all this, yes, more than polluting God's creation and our love of worldly possessions, we simply have not done what we have been asked to do and what we have actually promised to do, and that is to renounce the forces of evil, the devil and all his empty promises. Does that language sound familiar to you? It should. That is what we pledge to do every time someone goes to the font of holy baptism. When God made his covenant with us in the waters of baptism, we said it then and we say it every time someone is baptized. We renounce the forces of evil, the devil, and all his empty promises. This is what our Lord Jesus is getting at in his conversation with the disciples in this evening's gospel. On piety about almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. The point that is more profound than how one gives alms or how one prays or how one fasts has to do with the renunciation of self. Jesus is inviting us to renounce the forces of evil, the devil, and all his empty promises by starting to renounce ourselves. Renunciation of self. During the Lenten season is much more than renouncing chocolate, cigarettes, bad television viewing habits, Twitter, Facebook, or video games. But that's what we tend to think. That's what we tend to think about the season of Lent. It is a renunciation of material things. We think that we should renounce the body. Like, hey, this would be a good time to lose some pounds, wouldn't it? So I'm going to give up chocolates. Or you know what? I think this Lenten season I'm going to give a couple extra dollars to my favorite mission society. And maybe if I have a really good cause, I'll give $5. My friends, the season of Lent is the most political of any season in the church year. Renunciation has to do with more serious things. The Lenten season demands that we renounce an entire way of life, attitudes, values, and perspectives. To say no to the attitude that we are better than others, to say no to the value that God answers only the prayers of some, to say no to the perspective that our position is the only possibly correct position. And yet the holy season of Lent is much more than saying no. It is the season to say yes. Yes to the baptismal life. Yes to the life that is raised up in the waters of holy baptism. Yes to the life that is the new creation. It is the new life that is able to say, I'm sorry. I have sinned against you, and I have sinned against God. But by the grace of God, I will amend my life, but I will need your help to do that. I will need your prayers, and I will need your support, as you will need mine as well, because none of us do this by ourselves. We do it together. It is the way of life that values the unity of the community. It values both asking for forgiveness and granting forgiveness. This is the baptismal way of life. This is the life of the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The life where my bad, just isn't good enough. And thankfully, we have a God who doesn't say, my bad, when it comes to this creation, are the creatures like you and me, all the creatures, great and small, that God has authored and fashioned. Some might have counseled God to start the world over. If you don't succeed the first time, try. Try again, God. Maybe this time, make humanity without free will. Or still others simply would counsel God, don't hesitate to use that lightning bolt of justice. And God, if you're having a hard time deciding who are the sheep or the goats, just ask me, just ask us. We'll gladly tell you who's in and who's out. But God had a better idea. Well, maybe not a better idea. Even the Apostle St. Paul calls it a foolish idea, a stumbling block to the Greeks and foolishness to the Jews. God comes to us in Christ, comes to us in his Son offering us forgiveness. Forgiveness of our sins not once, but twice, but thrice, and time again. God invites us to the table to receive the bread of life and the cup of salvation. In the cross of Christ, his body broken, his blood shed, you and I are made whole again. This Lenten season, we are invited to return to the Lord our God, who is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Tonight, Ash Wednesday, reminds us of our promise to renounce all the forces of evil, starting with ourselves, and then seeking out those who we have hurt, seeking their forgiveness, and granting forgiveness to those who seek ours. Anything else you do this Lenten season, you already know, my bad just isn't enough. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.